More bodies found in the ashes.
The deadliest wildland fire in California history.
Political battle over.
I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
What's that under the hood?
It generates data and it collects data.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The big wildfire in Northern California is now the deadliest in state history. The remains of 13 people were found yesterday, bringing the death toll to 42. Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal.
In what's left of the town of Paradise, search and recovery crews wear face masks as they carefully sort through piles of debris and use power saws to cut through melted and twisted metal, searching for human remains.
Under normal circumstances where you would have, you know, people and places and things to help you connect them, a lot of that is gone.
Down PG&E power lines combined with high winds is believed to have started the fire that was burning at a rate of 30 football fields per minute. With more than 200 people still unaccounted for, families desperate for answers are posting flyers of their loved ones on message boards at shelters.
This is Steve Futterman in Southern California. Even with strong winds, fire crews here seem to be succeeding in preventing the Woolsey fire from expanding. The fire is now 30% contained. Yesterday, there was a bit of a scare in nearby Simi Valley. A fire broke out on a hillside near several hundred homes. This man lives there.
How nervous were you?
At that point, that was when it was go time.
Fire crews were able to put out the fire, but with these winds, the danger is still there. And today, there will likely be more challenges.
Now to Arizona, where nearly a week after midterm election day, Republican Martha McSally conceded the U.S. Senate race.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle.
Well, CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us now with a look at what's happened since the initial vote count all over the country.
Well, with that win in Arizona flipping a seat Republicans have held for more than two decades, Democrats have for the moment narrowed the GOP's gain to one seat in the Senate. But the tight race in Florida is still outstanding. Republican Rick Scott hopes to hold on to his narrow lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson in the ongoing recount. In the House, CBS News now projects the Democrats will have gained at least 29 seats. With 12 races still outstanding, Democrats have slim leads in most of those House districts. In the governor's contests, Democrats flipped seven state houses from red to blue. The races in Alaska, Florida, and Georgia are still undecided, but Republican candidates hope to hold on to their leads in all three of those states. Steve?
Well, the Washington Post reports Homeland Security Chief Kyrsten Nielsen could be out the door in a matter of weeks. CBS's Paula Reed.
An administration official tells CBS News that the president is frustrated with what he views as Nielsen's lackluster performance on immigration enforcement. But so far, the president is heeding the advice of his chief of staff, John Kelly, and giving Nielsen more time. In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said Nielsen, who's only been at the job for less than a year, is committed to implementing the president's security-focused agenda and will continue to do so.
A Wisconsin school district and the local police are investigating a photo that's now all over social media. It shows more than 60 high school boys dressed in suits, many of them giving what appears to be a Nazi salute. Jordan Blue is one of the Baraboo students in the photo, but he did not raise his right arm.
The photographer told us to raise our hand kind of in a way, and I knew that some of my classmates are very immature. I didn't want to do that.
The photo's drawn condemnation from as far away as Poland at the Auschwitz Memorial and Museum. There's no let-up to the renewed violence in the Middle East.
Air raid sirens wailed in southern Israel as Palestinian militants in Gaza fired some 400 rockets and mortars across the border. The army says Israeli warplanes struck more than 100 targets in Gaza. Egypt and the UN are pushing for a ceasefire to stop the biggest flare-up since the Gaza war 4 years ago. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
There's a lot more to your car than meets the eye. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has a look at the information that may be gathered as you drive and what's being done with it.
What we're going to do is pop the hood.
Under the hood, Ford's former head of tech, John Ellis, found four computers.
It generates data and it collects data.
He hooked up his smartphone. to show us the data streaming in real time.
With enough data, I can discern patterns that seem to be almost non-existent to the human eye.
From the brakes to the windshield wipers, with as many as 100 points that generate data, today's cars pack the power of 20 personal computers and can process up to 25 gigs of data every hour. Some of it beamed back to car makers. And now they're rushing to turn your car's data into a revenue stream.
We know how tired you are because we have cameras inside the car looking at the driver to look for eyelid movement. Some of the cars have the ability to detect alcohol. Are you weaving? Are you harsh braking?
Soon, a car's data may be worth more than the vehicle itself.
You've created this connection with merchants and brands. They know your data. We're bringing that onto the dashboard of the car.
GM calls it Marketplace, an attempt to cash in on the 46 minutes a day the average American spends in a car. Low on gas? It'll point you to the closest gas station and let you pay from the dash, where you can also order food or make reservations on the go.
Our newest, find and reserve.
All based on what's close to the car's current location.
Well, Stan Lee, who died yesterday at 95, is being hailed for his visionary redrawing of the American comic book and for the action movies that have followed. Lee gave us flawed heroes, most notably Spider-Man.
I saw a fly crawling on a wall. And I said, gee, what if a guy could stick to walls like an insect? That sounds good. So I started trying to think of some names. Insect Man? Nah. Mosquito Man? And then I got to Spider-Man. And Spider-Man. Ooh, that sounds dramatic.
Some drama in Texas as a newly divorced woman ended her marriage with a bang. With a crowd of friends on hand at a distance, Kimberly Santelbin Stittler used a rifle shot to set off explosives that blew up her wedding dress. The blast in a small town outside San Antonio felt 15 miles away. How long is too long when it comes to taking a prescription drug?
It's Canadian research, but it's got American experts concerned, too. The study found nearly half of people who take certain prescription drugs continue on them far longer than is recommended or safe. Antidepressants, proton pump inhibitors to treat heartburn and stomach acid issues, and bisphosphonates used to treat osteoporosis and prevent bone loss. The problem, too many doctors are automatically renewing prescriptions intended for short-term use only. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Petco has announced it's no longer going to sell cat and dog food containing artificial ingredients at stores and online by next May. Could cost the company up to $100 million in sales, but Petco says the healthier foods that replace them will minimize the loss. The CEO says the chain wants to be on the nutritional high ground. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.